Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith, and hope. Discover more interviews at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Hello, this is Stephen O'Doherty. To the front line of policing now, as we hear from Milwaukee Police Sergeant Delmar Williams. He was there when, in 2016, 3 days of riots broke out after the shooting of a black youth by a police officer during a pursuit. In the middle of that situation came the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association with an offer of prayer. You'll be amazed at how it unfolded. Delmar, welcome to Open House.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be here.
Tell me about Milwaukee. What sort of city is it?
It's actually a beautiful city. I've lived there most of my life. They call it the city of festivals. Summertime is probably the place. Milwaukee is the place to be. Winter times are not that great. You can get about 6 inches of snow overnight. But all in all, it's a beautiful place.
Well, take me back, though, to that dreadful night when it was very much but a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm. Well, it started with a police shooting that happened August 13th. And from there, you know, the community, they wanted some answers. Really, they did. And justifiably so. But we had an investigation to complete, so we didn't have the answers that the community wanted. And I think that, along with everything else that's happened in the community that wasn't police related, caused everything to blow up the way that it did.
So the issue about African Americans being shot by police, of course, is a massive theme that runs throughout U.S. history. That is to say, the whole Black Lives Matter movement that has followed on from that. But it's been particularly highlighted in the last few years. Is that the way you would see it?
Well, I do believe that Black Lives Matter, obviously, being a black man. I don't see the thing as much being, you know, police officers shooting black men. To be honest with you, I look at it this way. Law enforcement all over the world, for the most part, by and large, they do what they're trained to do, and they do it properly. We don't get in trouble until we go off script, law enforcement officers. So if you have a subject with a gun, we're not looking at black or white. We're not looking at male or female. We're looking at a person who's a threat to our safety or someone else's safety. And unfortunately, most of those shootings that we've had throughout the country, 2015, 2016, unfortunately, those were black males.
How do you reflect on that yourself?
You have to understand it has nothing to do with race at all. It's that population that's in that city that's causing crimes. Unfortunately, again, they just happen to be African-American in that area that we police, and we police heavily for specific reasons. Crime dictates where police need to be.
What was the shooting itself, the incident that sparked it, or was it there was a couple of days afterwards where people were seemed to be waiting for something?
Well, I'll say the shooting is what sparked it. Yeah. But this is something that's been building up in this community over time. You know, you can say it's inequalities, you can say it's injustice, but I think it has a lot to do more with the misfortunes of that specific community. You have to look at a lot of different aspects. You have an educational system that literally is failing our community. You have an unemployment number among black men and women in that community that is incredibly high. You have to look at our medical systems, where men and women aren't able to seek medical attention or pay for medical attention. So when you look at the entire, you take the totality of circumstances, you're dealing with a powder keg. And I think that shooting, that was just the match to spark the flame.
You've spoken about being on the front line facing an angry crowd that was not only throwing things, but actually shooting at police and hurling slogans saying, you know, Black Lives Matter. Mm. You're a black policeman standing there. That seemed very incongruous.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because they did throw rocks and they did they were firing shots at us, which is the amazing part about this whole thing. We had probably around 150 officers out there to deal with this protest, And out of the over 100 shots that were fired at police officers or in police officers' direction, we fired no shots back at them. Our job is not to harm, it's to protect the public. And they did it with great restraint. I can tell you that was one of those times that I was very proud of being a police officer, especially with the city of Milwaukee. But to have those slogans thrown at you, to have these Black Lives Matter slogans thrown at you, it doesn't disturb me at all because I understand the point that they're coming or the reference point that they're coming from. And again, I understand, I can sympathize with the Black Lives Matter movement to a certain extent, not to the point where we're asking for death to any other people or any other organization. I can understand it to the point where they want to be heard, they want to be cared for, they want to be considered as valid. I can understand it from that point.
So then this amazing thing happens. You get a telephone call and your commanding officer says, I want you to come and meet these people from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, from the Rapid Response Team. What is the Rapid Response Team?
I didn't know until I sat down and spoke with this gentleman named Jeff Neighbors, and he's an incredible guy. He sat down with me and Kevin Williams, his partner. We all sat in a room, me, my lieutenant, and some of the clergy from the community, and they explained what they did, and this was the first time that I had ever heard of them. They talked about how they went throughout the world, not just the nation, but throughout the world, to deal with those volatile situations that were occurring, and they do it in real life time. So they're not waiting until things cool down, and then they come in with a ministry. They go when things are still hot. And they talked about how they wanted to address our officers. They wanted to build up their spirit. Then they talked about how they wanted to go into the community, ground zero, if you will, and really just begin to spread the gospel, spread the gospel of God's love. And they did an incredible job of doing it.
When they first spoke with the police officers, what did they say?
They talked about how they understood you have a lot of men and women who are with the Billy Graham Rapid Response who are ex-law enforcement officers. So they really do understand what it means to be on the other side of adversity. They understand what it means to be the enemy when you're not the enemy. So that was the talking point that they came from. Jeff, I believe, was in law enforcement, and I know that Kevin was as well. And so they were able to talk from a point of compassion, a point of understanding, sympathizing with the officers. We understand what it is that you're going through. We're here for you, whether it's to pray with you, minister to you, or just build up your spirit. And that did wonders for these officers.
Well, the image we have of a police officer is that they're tough on the exterior, and especially if they're dressed in riot gear and about to go out to the front line, as it were. But I gather that even just opening up the opportunity for prayer and comfort had a big impact. What happened next?
Absolutely. I can tell you that I spoke with some of my officers in a debriefing, and they talked about how hard it was on that front line. And one of my officers talked about how it took everything in her not to cry on that front line. And that's an amazing statement. You have an officer in riot gear with riot helmets, riot batons, and shield. And she's not crying because she's scared. She's crying because she lives in that community as well, and she's watching it being destroyed. So for those officers to be able to come in and really comfort those spirits, really pray for, really offer that ministry, that was amazing.
Did it change the attitude of the officers as they went out that day?
It did. I can tell you it refreshed me. I can tell you that it renewed my spirit. It let me know that there was something on the other side of this riot. As an officer, when you're in that situation, you're in that situation. That's all you see. But to have someone from the outside who can tell you, okay, this is bad right now, but we're going to walk through this thing together, and there's another side to this riot, that actually helped a lot.
So the Rapid Response Team then brings its very large, it's like a pantechnicon, and they park it right in the middle of where the rioting is taking place, where they'd initially burned a service station, a gas station, and they start talking to the rioters. Now, you don't think that that's a situation that's going to end well. How do they even approach those people?
Well, they were brave, I'll say that. We talked about where we wanted to put that mobile command center, and Jeff was adamant that it needed to be in the heart of the problem. And we debated about it for a while, and Jeff said, listen, trust me, we've done this before. This is where we need to be. But the proof is in the pudding. They put it in front of that station, and come to turn out that, again, those men and women who were rioting and cursing and throwing rocks on a Friday were the very same community and men and women who were walking into this place looking for help, looking for answers, coming out with the books, coming out with the pamphlets, coming out with the Bibles, asking for prayer, allowing these ministers and chaplains to gather around them and pray with them. It was an amazing event. So out of all that happened, something great came out of it. We saw a city that united. We saw men and women of faith come from all over the place that converged on this city to show that we were not going to allow evil and bad things to overrun our city.
Can you reflect on, or have you heard about some of the nature of some of those conversations?
I haven't had, I didn't get an opportunity to sit in on, obviously there were private counseling sessions with the men and women, but I can tell you, hearing Jeff talk, knowing his spirit, he has a very good spirit, and Kevin talks about how God loves you. That is their message. You know, God loves you, and this is not the end of your road. There's hope beyond this situation. There are hope beyond the situations that you're in, and I believe that's the message that they came to spread.
How many people did they counsel on that day?
I couldn't even tell you, to be honest with you. It was a revolving door. They had, as soon as somebody comes out, somebody goes back in. They had no free time, I'll tell you that much. That Ground Zero was the gathering place of the community. It was also the gathering place of the friends and family of the young man who had just been shot a couple of days earlier. So everybody wanted some answers, and it was amazing to watch them go in and out of that truck, back and forth with these ministers, just allowing God to do what he needed to do, God to do what had to be done in that area.
And again, some of these people were pretty tough characters.
Absolutely. They were there, and I can tell you, I know that some were there for destructive purposes, but they weren't destructive.
How did their attitude change when they came out, and then what happened throughout the rest of that day?
Well, I believe that when you're frustrated, I believe that when you're hopeless and you don't know that there's something out there better, you're going to look for anything to lash out to. And I believe the hope of the ministry, the hope of the gospel, that this organization and our faith base, we have a very good faith-based organization within a department, that hope that they were able to spread, the hope of the gospel, gave these young men and women something different to look at. So they would go in with this hard, hardcore mentality, with this hard crust. And when they come out, you can see that they're pliable now. You can see that whatever happened inside of that booth, it worked.
So you're a man of faith yourself.
Absolutely.
But as a professional police officer, how has it changed your thinking about how we deal with these types of situations in the future?
It hasn't. I'll tell you this. I've always believed that officers, police officers, no matter where you are, you have to police from a position of compassion. There's some things that we don't have the ability to use discretion on. You got a guy who's committing a crime, and that needs to be dealt with immediately. As an officer, I have to deal with that immediately. But majority of the incidents that we respond to as law enforcement, and this is all over the place, have nothing to do with a crime being committed. It's more of a socioeconomical issue. It's more of a uneducated issue. People don't understand the resources that they have at their access. And so when we go into a home and it's not a criminal matter, we have to then do what I call compassionate policing. Let's look at what we have. Let's look at the problem. Let's see how we can fix this problem so that you don't have to continue to reach out to a resource or entity that really not built to assist you with this situation. Let's get you on the right track with the right resources.
So how is Milwaukee now?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. We've recovered that. That area has definitely gone through some growth through that situation. They've been able to put together the park that most of the rioting took place in. We're still waiting for the rest of the community to rebuild, but I'll tell you this, our police chief is committed to making sure that community thrives and survives. Our mayor is definitely committed to making sure that that community is thriving, that those community, those stakeholders, the owners of those homes, those men and women who do business, we are all committed in making sure that that community does not fail.
Delmar, thank you for joining us.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.